Narada Muni then traveled through the seven layers of material existence and came to Shiva Loka. When he arrived, Lord Shiva was worshipping Shankarshan. After the worship was finished, in ecstatic love, Lord Shankar was dancing and chanting like a total intoxicated madman. He was praising his devotees, such as Nandishwar and Uma. Narada Muni approached him and offered his dandavats. He bowed down weeping and crying. He got up and started to play his veena and singing the praises of Shiva. He called out, you, Lord Shiva, you are the greatest devotee of the Lord. You have received the supreme mercy of the Lord. You are dearmost of all the associates of the Lord. Narada Muni began to chant the sixth syllable, Shiva mantra. As he praised Lord Shiva covered his ears. He said, Narada, what are you saying? I am not the Lord of the universe, nor am I the recipient of any mercy of the Lord. I am a poor soul, just hankering for the favor of becoming the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. Narada began to argue with him. You call yourself a pure soul, aspiring to be the servant of the servant of the Lord? But all the Vaishnavas worship you as the greatest of all Vaishnavas. In fact, the Supreme Personality of Godhead worships you again and again in various incarnations. And according to the Puranas, the Lord even asks boons from you. When he said that, Lord Shiva became so angry, he got up and covered Narada's mouth with his hand. He said, Narada, do not mention this arrogance about me. It is simply arrogance and offensive for a lowly soul like me to show off my powers before the Lord, thinking I can give him benedictions. But the Lord is so kind. He's a very ocean of compassion. He's not offended by this. Narada then understood that he has to be very careful what he says to Lord Shiva. He said, but Lord Shiva, the Lord loves you so dearly. Banasura was Bali Maharaj's eldest son. He was your devotee. He played the drum so nicely as you danced. You know, when there's a good mridanga player, it's very, very nice and pleasing to dance to the rhythm of the mridanga. Well, Banasura, he didn't have mridanga, but he had some kind of drum, and he played it in such a way that Shiva could dance and dance and dance. And what do you think Shiva does when he dances? He's constantly chanting the holy names of Lord Shiva asked, let me give you benediction. He said, I want 1,000 arms. He gave him. But then what happened with that 1,000 arms? They were so powerful. He wanted to fight someone, but there was no one to fight. He used to pound mountains into powder. Then he asked Lord Shiva, I want to battle with someone equal to me. Shiva said, "You are a fool. Soon you will find someone who will defeat you." Anyways, you know the story. Narada Muni said that Banasura, he fought with Lord Vishnu. But because Banasura was a great devotee of yours, the Lord cut off all of his 1,000 arms and only left 4. So he had a replica form of Lord Vishnu. Even though he was a demon, he gave him a form just like the Lord's. And he gave them the benediction that he would live as long as you. And he became a great devotee. And Chitraketu, even though he laughed at you and insulted you, you felt no anger. My Lord, you are certainly the recipient of the greatest mercy of the Lord. In fact, the Lord gave you and your wife Parvati the power to give mukti to whoever you so please. You have such intense love, Lord Shiva, that I have seen you dancing and singing like a madman. Lord Shiva, when he sings and he dances, it's like no one else. In fact, anyone but a pure devotee who sees him chanting and dancing will simply be bewildered. It's totally mad in ecstasy of love. When Lord Shiva heard this praise, he sighed. How painful are your words to my heart. I am the very root of all false pride. And you are comparing me to the pure, prideless personality of Godhead? I am so proud that I consider myself to be the Lord of the universe. I consider myself to be the giver of mukti, the giver of knowledge, and the giver of bhakti. Obliged by the mode of ignorance, I annihilate the worlds with my dance. If there was one drop of mercy that I have ever received, then you tell me, Narada, why? Why did Krishna fight with me when Aniruddha went to take Usha from Banasura's palace? If I have received even a drop of Krishna's mercy, then why did he fight with me when I declared war with him along with Indra when he stole the Parijata tree from the heavens? If I have received even a drop of his mercy, why did he order me to turn people against him by concocting a bogus Mayavad philosophy that would bewilder everyone's minds in the form of Shankaracharya? And you say that it's a great thing that I'm a giver of mukti? Well, I'll tell you what I say of that, Narada. This power that he has given me to give mukti is terrible. Because when a devotee even hears about it, they become distressed. Kaivalya narakayate. Those who have tasted the drop of love of God, they despise the conception of impersonal mukti. Because in that state we forget our eternal serving relationship with the Lord. Lord Shiva, he said, don't think me to be a recipient of the Lord's mercy. If you really want to see who has received the mercy of Krishna, then you should meet the residents of Vaikuntha. They are always immersed in the pure joy of worshipping the Lord.
they see even the greatest opulences of the material world as less than a piece of straw. They do not even glance at material perfections. They have Sachit Ananda bodies. And they're purely serving Krishna eternally. There is no birth. There is no death. The joy that they receive in Vaikuntha is unlimitedly greater than that which can be experienced through Brahman realization. As Lord Shiva was praising the residents of Vaikuntha, Parvati became disturbed because he said nothing about Lakshmi Devi. Parvati said, in Vaikuntha, Narada is Sri, the goddess of fortune. She's the very embodiment of all devotion. And I happen to be an expansion of her. She endows everyone with the sweet flavor of pure devotional service. It is through her grace that Vaikuntha is the place of divine ecstasy. When she expands herself in this world, she becomes Chanchala. She's very restless. She never stays in one place for long. But in Vaikuntha, she is not Chanchala. She is very steady, always situated on the very chest of Lord Vishnu. Lord Shiva then cut in and said that, Narada, I want to tell you that in Vaikuntha, everyone is continually immersed in the process of the Sankirtan of the holy names. Even I desire their company. Narada Muni became so excited. He started jumping up and down, saying, I will go, I will go, I will go to Vaikuntha. Lord Shiva calmed him down. He said, why go to Vaikuntha? You already know that the Lord of Vaikuntha is now residing in Dwarka. And the goddess of fortune is living there is Rukmini. There's no reason for you to go all the way to Vaikuntha. Dwarka is here. Narada said, then I will go to Dwarka. Then Lord Shiva whispered a secret in his ear. Shankar Bhagavan said to Narada, wherever there is a pure devotee of the Lord, that is Vaikuntha. And the greatest of all devotees, greater than Brahma, greater than myself, greater than Garuda, is Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, from his very birth, had such pure and innocent love for Krishna. I personally witnessed that after Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimhadev, Narasimhadev rejected Brahma, rejected me, even rejected Lakshmi. But he took Prahlad on his lap. Narasimhadev became like the mother embracing child Prahlad. He licked Prahlad's body with his tongue. Narasimhadev offered Prahlad any boons that he wanted. Prahlad Maharaj refused all boons.
Lord Nrsingadev offered Prahlad liberation or even elevation to the spiritual world. But Prahlad Maharaj refused that. He only wanted to serve the Lord birth after birth after birth. Lord Vishnu considers his own transcendental body to be completely worthless compared to the body of a devotee like Prahlad. Bali Maharaj lied to the Lord, cheated the Lord, but yet Vamanadev is always residing on the planet of Sutala with Bali Maharaj as his doorkeeper. Why do you think that is? It's only because of Bali Maharaj's relationship with Prahlad. Hiranyakashipu was the most notorious demon. Do you know Hiranyakashipu? He outlawed the mantra Om Namo Narayana. And he made a law, there was only one mantra allowed to be chanted. Om Namo Hiranyakashipuaya. Such a rascal. But yet because of the prayer of Prahlad Maharaj, he was liberated from all of his sins. Shiva told Narada, you should go to Sutala immediately. And there you should embrace Prahlad Maharaj again and again and again. And please give Prahlad this message for me that I am embracing him again and again and again. But I warn you, do not bow down to him. And do not praise him, because he will be very, very much disturbed. Now you go, you visit Prahlad, for he is surely the recipient of the greatest mercy of the Lord. Shri Prahlad Maharaj ki. Tomorrow we will continue with Narada Muni arriving in Sutala Loka and meeting with Prahlad Maharaj. Tomorrow, the katha will be quite exciting, so please do not miss it. Because we have just gone through the demigods, Karma Mishra Bhaktas, Jnana Mishra Bhaktas, but tomorrow we will enter into the realm of Shuddha Bhakta. Thank you very much.